College English Test, Band 4.
Part 1. Listening Comprehension.
Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 10 short conversations. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the question will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the four choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example. You will hear, "Is it possible for you to work late, Miss Gray?"
"Work late? I suppose so, if you really think it's necessary."
"Where do you think this conversation most probably took place?" You will read, A, at the office, B, in the waiting room, C, at the airport, D, in a restaurant. From the conversation, we know that the two were talking about some work they had to finish in the evening. This conversation is most likely to have taken place at the office. Therefore, A, at the office, is the best answer. You should choose A on the answer sheet and mark it with a single line through the center.
Question 1. You've sold your car. You don't need one?
Not really. I've never liked driving anyway. Now that we've moved to a place near the subway entrance, we can get about quite conveniently.
What do we learn from the conversation?
Question 2. I'm going to drop my information science class. It meets too early in the morning.
Is that really a good reason to drop the class, Tony?
What does the woman mean? Question 3. If you aren't doing anything particular, shall we see the new play at the Grand Theatre tonight?
Sounds great, but I've got to go over my notes for tomorrow's midterm.
What does the woman imply? Question 4. What do you think are the prospects for online education? Is it going to replace the traditional school?
I doubt it. Schools are here to stay because they are much more than just book learning. Even though more and more kids are going online, I believe few of them will quit school altogether.
What does the woman think of conventional schools? Question 5. How do most students find a job after they graduate?
They usually look for a job by searching the want ads in the newspapers.
What does the woman mean? Question 6. Alan is in the basement trying to repair the washing machine.
Shouldn't he be working on his term paper?
What does the woman think Alan should do?
Question 7. Professor Newman, a few of us at the back didn't get a copy of your reading assignment.
Well, there are only 38 names on my class list, and I didn't bring any spare copies.
What do we learn from the conversation?
Question 8. Congratulations, Li Ming. You're the talk of the town and the pride of our class now.
If you're referring to my winning the English speech contest, I don't think it's such a big deal. You know, I've spent 2 summer vacations learning English in Canada.
What do we learn about Li Ming from the conversation? Question 9. Would you pass me the sports section, please?
Sure, if you give me the classified ads and local news section.
What are the speakers doing?
Question 10. If the weather is this hot tomorrow, we may as well give up the idea of playing tennis in the afternoon.
Oh, I don't think it will last long. The weather forecast says it will cloud over by mid-afternoon.
What does the man mean? Section B. Compound Dictation. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage 3 times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from S1 to S7 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from S8 to S10, you are required to fill in the missing information. You can either use the exact words you have just heard, or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now, listen to the passage.
There are a lot of good cameras available at the moment. Most of these are made in Japan, but there are also good quality models from Germany and the USA. We have investigated a range of different models to see which is the best value for money. After a number of different tests and interviews with people who are familiar with the different cameras being assessed, our researchers recommend the Olympic BY model as the best autofocus camera available at the moment. It costs $200, although you may well want to spend more, perhaps as much as another $200, on buying additional lenses and other equipment. It is a good Japanese camera, easy to use. Equivalent German models tend to be heavier and slightly less easy to use, whereas the American versions are considerably more expensive. The Olympic BY model weighs only 320 grams, which is quite a bit less than other cameras of a similar type. Indeed, one of the other models we looked at weighed almost twice as much. Similarly, it is smaller than most of its competitors, thus fitting easily into a pocket or handbag. All the people we interviewed expressed almost total satisfaction with it. The only problem was a slight awkwardness in loading the film.
Now the passage will be read again.
There are a lot of good cameras available at the moment. Most of these are made in Japan, but there are also good quality models from Germany and the USA. We have investigated a range of different models to see which is the best value for money. After a number of different tests and interviews with people who are familiar with the different cameras being assessed, our researchers recommend the Olympic BY model as the best autofocus camera available at the moment. It costs $200, although you may well want to spend more, perhaps as much as another $200, on buying additional lenses and other equipment. It is a good Japanese camera, easy to use. Equivalent German models tend to be heavier and slightly less easy to use. Whereas the American versions are considerably more expensive. The Olympic BY model weighs only 320 grams, which is quite a bit less than other cameras of a similar type. Indeed, one of the other models we looked at weighed almost twice as much. Similarly, it is smaller than most of its competitors, thus fitting easily into a pocket or handbag. All the people we interviewed expressed almost total satisfaction with it. The only problem was a slight awkwardness in loading the film.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
There are a lot of good cameras available at the moment. Most of these are made in Japan, but there are also good quality models from Germany and the USA. We have investigated a range of different models to see which is the best value for money. After a number of different tests and interviews with people who are familiar with the different cameras being assessed, our researchers recommend the Olympic BY model as the best autofocus camera available at the moment. It costs $200, although you may well want to spend more, perhaps as much as another $200, on buying additional lenses and other equipment. It is a good Japanese camera, easy to use. Equivalent German models tend to be heavier and slightly less easy to use, whereas the American versions are considerably more expensive. The Olympic BY model weighs only 320 grams, which is quite a bit less than other cameras of a similar type. Indeed, one of the other models we looked at weighed almost twice as much. Similarly, it is smaller than most of its competitors, thus fitting easily into a pocket or handbag. All the people we interviewed expressed almost total satisfaction with it. The only problem was a slight awkwardness in loading the film.
This is the end of listening comprehension.